Good evening. The name of our topic is Improving Maternal and Child Health Outcomes in the Mississippi Delta, Impact of Delta Health Partners Healthy Start Initiative. Our objectives: describe the factors that affect fetal infant mortality rates in the Mississippi Delta, identify areas with greatest potential for reduction of fetal infant mortality rates in the Mississippi Delta. Presenter disclosure, no relationships to disclose. The purpose: this study was a comparative analysis of fetal infant deaths in Delta Health Partner Service counties to those in the United States and other Mississippi counties between the years of 2003 and 2007. A little bit of background: Mississippi is a largely rural southern state. The state population is about 2.9 million. We have 82 counties in Mississippi. The racial composition of Mississippi residents is about 61% white and 37% African American. Mississippi consistently ranks at or near the bottom on myriad of maternal and child health indicators. The infant mortality rate in 2009 was 10.2 deaths per 1,000 live births. Non-whites accounted for 63% of all infant deaths in Mississippi. Statewide, the death rate for infants born to non-white women was 1.9 times the mortality rate for infants born to white women, 13.4 compared to 7.0 per 1,000 live births. The neonatal infant mortality rate for non-whites in the state was nearly two times the rate for whites, 8.3 versus 4.2 per 1,000 live births. The postneonatal mortality rate for non-whites is 1.9 times greater than for whites. Low birth weight and very low birth weight rates also much higher among non-whites than among whites in the state. In particular, 61.4 non-white infants were born low birth weight compared to 49.4 white infants per 1,000 live births, while 269.6 non-white infants were very low birth weight compared to 236.6 of white infants per 1,000 live births. The SIDS rate among non-whites in the state is over 1.9 times the rates for whites, 1.9 per 1,000 compared to 0.9 per 1,000. Factors contributing to high infant mortality rate: high incidence of teen pregnancy. Currently, as you probably know, Mississippi leads the nation as far as our teenage pregnancy rate. Low birth weight, low levels of acquired education, low socioeconomic status, lack of access for planned delivery services, lack of adequate prenatal care, perinatal care, adequate medical care. Delta Health Partners Healthy Start Initiative: our purpose is to improve perinatal health outcomes in 7 counties. Our counties are shaded in the blue for our service area, and that's Bolivar, Cajoma, Quitman, Sunflower, Tallahatchie, Tunica, and Washington. As you see, this is a region of the Mississippi Delta that's straight along the Mississippi River. We're trying to establish a new model of integrated perinatal health care services with our project. Funded since 1998 by Health Resources and Services Administration, we're under the auspices of Tougaloo College Health and Wellness Center, and the red highlighted county is where Tougaloo is, and that's in Hinds County. We have 2 field offices in the Mississippi Delta. One is in Washington County, which is Greenville, and the other one is in Marks, which is Quitman County. To tell you a little bit about our core components for our initiative: outreach, client recruitment, case management, health education and training, interconceptional care, depression screening, referral, and consortia. Each year, 400 plus teenage moms and babies are case managed using our home visiting model. We use licensed social workers, registered nurse case managers, and paraprofessional outreach workers. Peer support groups in the school setting: we have male outreach workers to include co-parents, support services to develop teenage parents into productive members of society, which could include, especially if they drop out of high school, GED, job readiness skills, driver's education. Under outreach and client recruitment, some of our activities include peer support groups in the schools. Currently, we are in 19 partner schools, collaboration with community health centers, hospitals that deliver our babies, Mississippi State Department of Health, and other parenting partnering agencies. Male outreach workers to include co-parents, community support groups, and school groups. Under case management, our teenage mom and babies are case managed using, like I said previously, a home visiting model. We use social workers and registered nurses and outreach workers. Our minimum contact is at least once a month. Depending on what's going on with that particular family, it can be at least twice a week or even more, depends on what's going on with that family. Services are available to program participants for a two-year period, including the following, which could include screening services, care coordination, health education, and enabling services. On our health education core component, it could be group-based. That could be in health fairs, workshops, community settings. Home-based, of course, that's our one-on-one education, which includes our clients, their family members, of course, and our staff members. On the referral, our biggest referral, of course, is the Mississippi State Department of Health. That's for nutritionists, lactation specialists to encourage our moms to breastfeed, genetics, early intervention, family planning, medical home, and immunizations. On conceptional care, definitely we want them to delay a repeat pregnancy. Of course, we offer abstinence as an option. Quite often, though, we move on to birth control options. What works for you? What did not work last time? Make sure they have a medical home. Promote the wellness screenings, such as pap smear, eye exams, and oral health for the mom. Under depression screening and referral, we have four full-time licensed social workers. Upon admission, all clients receive the CESD screening tool to assess for depression. Following delivery, they are tested for the postpartum depression using the Edinburgh screening tool. All positive screens are referred to local mental health facilities and inpatient treatment if necessary. The last core service is consortia. This is comprised of individuals and organizations representing consumers, local communities, service providers, and businesses. The consortia is instrumental in enhancing client utilization of Healthy Start services, improving contract compliance with our partners, facilitating access to non-traditional resources, providing greater access to key community stakeholders, and promoting Healthy Start goals and objectives.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sandra Hayes, and Ms. Howard has described for you the context in which the Healthy Start program works. So now we'll talk about one of the things that we're doing to identify some of the risk factors that are driving the infant mortality rate, specifically in the Delta region of the state. What we did was a perinatal period of risk analysis. And this is a method that is used to investigate and monitor infant mortality. This approach has been used for over a decade to monitor infant mortality, and it was developed by Dr. Brian McCarthy from the World Health Organization's Perinatal Collaborative Center at the CDC with some of his WHO colleagues. And the intent of this is to develop a simple method that is based on a strong conceptual prevention framework, and it can be used by community partners to mobilize the community to begin putting things in place to prevent infant mortality. The data for this study was calculated using linked U.S. and Mississippi birth-death files from 2003 to 2007. There are five steps to the perinatal risk analysis, and they include engaging your community partners, mapping the infant mortality rates, focusing on reducing the overall infant mortality rate, examining potential opportunity gaps, and then targeting further investigation and prevention efforts. The following standards were used for this analysis. We used women that were 20 or more years of age, had 13 or more years of education. They were non-Hispanic, black, and white women. So what we did was we took the infant mortality rate and we reclassified the deaths according to different factors. The first factor was whether the death could be attributed to a maternal health or prematurity. And this category contained all of our events that were occurring to babies weighing 500 grams to 1,499 grams at delivery. Both fetal deaths and live births were included in this analysis. And just a few of the risk factors included: if the mother was very young or very old, if it was an unwanted pregnancy, if they had inadequate systems for transfer or referrals of women in early labor to appropriate facilities, maternal stress was also included in this group. Maternal care was another category, and this category contained the deaths occurring before delivery to fetuses weighing 1,500 grams. Some risk factors were whether or not the mother smoked before or during pregnancy, delays in obtaining cesarean deliveries, inadequate monitoring during labor, poor nutrition, drug and alcohol abuse. The next category was infant care. And this category contained deaths to live-born infants that were weighing at least 1,500 grams at birth and occurring before the infant was 28 days old. Some risk factors included low follow-up rate for high-risk infants, poor nutrition, inadequate systems for transfer of sick babies to appropriate facilities. The last category was infant health, and this category included all of the deaths to infants born weighing at least 1,500 grams and occurring after 27 days but before the end of the first year of life. And in these categories, we would place our SIDS deaths, birth defects, infections, and injuries. And of course, alcohol and drug use was a risk factor. Sleeping position of the baby, foodborne illnesses, exposure to cigarette smoke, limited or lack of use of car seats, hot water, thermostats, or smoke detectors. So really, accidents would fall into this category. So what did we find? Very quickly, what we found was that there, in comparing the Delta Health Partner Service area population to non-Hispanic whites in the U.S., we saw a difference of 10.9 deaths, or 2.8 times greater death rate than the non-Hispanic whites in the U.S. when you looked at those two groups. That translated into a 53.8% excess death rate related to risk factors associated with maternal health or prematurity, and 28% of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors associated with infant health. We looked at a comparison of black infants in the Delta Health Service area to non-Hispanic whites in the United States, and it showed a difference of 12.7 deaths, or 3.2 times greater than non-Hispanic whites in the United States. And that was a 54.6% of the excess deaths were found to be related to risk factors associated with maternal health, prematurity. 27.8% of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors, again, associated with infant health. We looked at the comparison of black infant mortality rates in the Delta Health Partner Service area to non-Hispanic blacks in the United States, and that showed a difference of 6.2 deaths, or 1.5 times that greater than non-Hispanic blacks in the United States. And that was 41.1% of our excess deaths were related to risk factors, again, associated with maternal health or prematurity, and 40.6% of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors associated with infant health. And in each of these categories, we chose the two highest excess deaths. So there were some excess deaths in the other categories, but these were the highest. A comparison of blacks in the Delta Health Partner Service area to whites in Mississippi showed a difference of 12.7 deaths, or 3.2 times greater than Mississippi whites. And 54.7% of the excess deaths were related to risk factors associated with maternal health prematurity, and 24.6 of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors associated with infant health. A comparison of blacks in the Delta Health Partner Service area to blacks in Mississippi showed a difference of 5.7 deaths, or 1.4 times greater in greater than Mississippi blacks. 36% of the excess deaths were related to risk factors associated with maternal health or prematurity, and 32.4% of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors associated with infant health. We looked at the Delta Health Service area and compared it to non-Delta service area in Mississippi, and we showed a difference of 5.1 deaths, or 1.4 times greater than non-Delta populations in Mississippi. And 56.9% of the excess deaths were related to risk factors associated with maternal health prematurity. 15.8% of the excess deaths were attributed to risk factors associated with infant health. And finally, when we looked at blacks in the Delta Health Partner Service Area compared to blacks in the non-Delta Service Area in Mississippi, it showed a difference of 2.3 deaths, or 1.1 times greater than non-Delta blacks in Mississippi. 30.5% of the excess deaths were related to risk factors associated with maternal health and prematurity. 30.5% of the excess deaths were related to risk factors associated with infant health. So, what does that mean? When we looked at the Delta Health Partner Service Area and looked at the deaths that had occurred over this time period, we broke it down into real numbers. And what we saw was that 171 deaths may have been prevented based on us categorizing how those deaths occurred. 93 of those deaths were attributed to maternal health prematurity. 14 were attributed to maternal care. 17 to infant care, and 47 were attributed to infant health. So for us, what that means is we will target interventions that look at maternal health and prematurity, preconception care, health behaviors, perinatal care, or infant health, sleep positioning, breastfeeding, injury prevention. Also, for public health implications, we'll look at interventions that promote maternal health improvement, such as promotion of safe sleep, breastfeeding, injury prevention, and those that have the greatest potential for improving perinatal outcomes. And I'd like to just acknowledge Dr. Connie Bish, who is a maternal and child health epidemiologist, and she worked closely with the program to do the perinatal risk analysis, and Mr. Richard Johnson with the Office of Vital Statistics at the Mississippi State Department of Health, and it is funded by HRSA.